I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seth Everett joins us here on a Monday on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Seth?
What's going on, Bucks fans? How is everybody?
Just juiced up. But yeah. I will tell you this, Seth. The game Saturday night for the Milwaukee Brewers still is sticking in my teeth as I can't get it out as they lose in extra innings. And once again, it just feels like another reason why this team, with somebody at the back end, a la Craig Kimbrell, being able to unleash Josh Hader at any point in time is just a total game changer, because you know that he's got to go in the back half of those innings. Instead, last year you could release the most dangerous weapon in all of baseball in the sixth inning and the game was almost over.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, because that was a conversation I had with a couple of Brewer people last Thursday when I went to the game. And I completely agree. I have loved what Gio Gonzalez has done. I'm not answering your question. I'm doing it a roundabout way. But I have loved the addition of Gio Gonzalez. I have put myself in a position where I don't care when Jimmy Nelson comes back. I'm not even thinking about that. And when we spoke in opening day, that was a big deal. Now, it's only bullpen. Like, now this is only fix the bullpen, because they're getting quality starts a lot. Their ERA on the road trip was what? Two? They're doing, the starting pitching is doing the job, and you know as well as anybody that games are won and lost in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and the bullpen needs another arm. And the problem with Craig Kimbrell, and everybody has told me that he's going to sign after the draft, which is first week in June, but the argument is no one knows what kind of shape he's really in.
Right.
Keuchel has been telling everybody, but Kimbrell hasn't. And I'm not saying he's hiding anything, but even if you sign Kimbrell, when do you get him? July? All-Star break? Now, Craig Kimbrell for half a season is great, but these are critical games. And, you know, if you think this division's not going to go down to the final week, you're kidding yourself. So I understand the frustration on Saturday. I get it. The thing that is missing, this is why I said when Knievel got hurt, I said that's going to bite them in the butt. I said that bites them more than the other things, more than the other questions, more than the other issues facing the team. I thought the lack of one more reliever, for just the reason that you intimated, because Hader as the closer is pedestrian. Hader as a weapon is fantastic.
Okay, so Jeremy Jefferson is in the back end of this bullpen. Junior Guerra has surprised and been pretty solid in the back end of this bullpen. I'm not impressed with Claudio in this bullpen at all. He's hit or miss from time to time. Hader looks more human than he did last year, in my opinion.
Right. Human. That's fine.
Right. He's given up home runs here. So that has changed a little bit. Now, we can correlate that with new catcher, new pitching coach, all that stuff. I'm not going to. I'm just going to say maybe they're starting to figure out Hader a little bit here. But having said that...
Wait, can I add one thing before you ask your question, though?
Sure.
There's something about the ninth inning. Relievers have told me in my entire career, relievers have said, you can talk about the use of the 6th, 7th, and 8th, but there's always a cushion, and it's a psychological thing. And I'm not saying Josh Hader can't do it, but if he doesn't have that closer mentality automatically, that's something that's developed. And so understand that the ninth inning is also a great equalizer, and I would equate that more than a pitching coach, because let's face it, these guys are major leaguers. Pitching coaches can only have such an effort.
This is my thing, though. When you talk about the bullpen, starting pitching, or whatever, I think at the end of the day, this offense hasn't lived up to the hype train that we built for it, I think, coming into this season. Numerous guys haven't started hitting really to the way you want them to at this point. Travis Shaw obviously is waiting to come off the IL. You had to promote Keston Hiura, already your top prospect in the farm system, coming to play second base. He gets his first home run of his career yesterday after having a miserable couple days before that. This offense, if it picks up, I think it can make up for what you're lacking in that bullpen.
Well, I mean, it's two separate needs. You know what I mean? It's not one need over the other. It's interesting because Guerra is, I think, has shown that he's major league ready. I'm not saying he's an all-star yet, but he's major league ready. Mm-hmm. I've been impressed with what I've seen so far. Travis Shaw, but they have another at least 8 to 10 days before he comes back. Isn't he supposed to go on a rehab midweek? So if he goes on a rehab and, you know, let's say he plays 4 games in a rehab, he's not back till Monday. Now all of a sudden you're in a situation where let's see who's healthy. Let's see what happens. I hate predicting roster spots only in the sense that you never know what happens. And every time I try to predict what player will get down or what player will get released, somebody asked me on Twitter if they're going to, DFA Eric Thames. Hold on. So let's just see what happens when Shaw comes back, and let's make sure he's back. Did you see the story of Jed Lowry? Guy was on an injury rehab, right? He's going for 20 days. He hit like 111 in 20 days. They said, here, stay in the minors. You're not ready. So let's just assume, for the sake of the argument, that they have to make a decision, but they don't have to make the decision yet.
It's a great point, Seth, and our conversation with Seth Everett is brought to you each week by Exec Park Airport Valet Parking, locally owned for 40 years, treating you like an executive. Get in, get on, get going at Mitchell Field with Exec Park. And, Seth, when you look at Eric Thames, it's hard for me to DFA a dude that has a 400 on-base percentage.
I like him. I've been a fan. You know, I said this when he first burst onto the scene, and I said he wasn't going to put up, you know, he's not Hank Aaron, but he's going to put up some numbers. I just like him on the team. I don't oversell, but I'm not going to undersell too. He's got value, especially he takes at bats in key situations. I like having him on the team. I like having him in the lineup. He doesn't have to be in the lineup every day, but I like having him, and I want to figure something else out. If it means sending down Keston Hiura, I would do that over letting a guy go.
You know, Seth, as you're looking at this team, of course, they're just coming off playing the Braves and that and moving forward. From last year to this year, and everything is different, how much are the Dodgers better than what they were last year? Are the Braves better than what they were last year? Cardinals? Because at some point, you're going to have to go through all these teams. Are the Brewers better than what they were last year? Most of these teams regressed?
I don't think it's a question of regress. I think that, you know, we remember the Brewers as the team that was in the pennant race where every game was being played like it was their last.
Right.
And now you're watching them pace themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you try not to make mountains out of molehills, whereas when there was a tough loss in September, we were screaming about it.
Yes.
You remember that day that I was on your show and Christian Yelich was out of the lineup against the Cubs?
Yes.
And I just thought that they were out of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that happens now. Like, that's not the mentality now.
Right.
I think the division is better because the Cardinals are good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cincinnati's no slouch. Pittsburgh's doing it with smoke and mirrors because if you look at their run differential, they give up a ton of runs, but yet they're finding ways to win games, which just means they're going to be no pushover. You're not going 19-0 against any of the teams in your division. And I've said all along, the team that plays best in their division will win the division. You know, Chicago's good, Milwaukee's good, St. Louis good. It's a dogfight. It's going to be a three-horse race. And the other two teams are no pushovers. There's no Marlins in the NL Central.
Mm.
You know, there's no Baltimore Orioles. You know, there are some god-awful, brutal teams, but they don't exist in the NL Central.
And that's the toughest part when you're predicting this division, Seth, when you look at it. I had the Brewers right around 86 wins. It's hard for me to see a team winning over 90, 92 wins in this division just because of what you said. Everyone's going to beat up on each other.
They're going to play each other, and they're going to play. But here, there's two takeaways that I have from that. Number one, this is why I can't stand the prediction business. And number two, I love that they play each other so often, and I love getting up for those games. For a team that plays 162 games, can I circle 30 games on my calendar? Yes. And that makes it fun to watch. And I think there's something to be said about that. Here's my takeaway from the weekend in Atlanta. I thought that building was lifeless.
Really?
Like,
oh, it's brutal. It's unreal.
I went to Turner Field dozens of times, mm-hmm. but I've never been to the new Atlanta Stadium. And all I could say is I kept turning my volume up. And then, you know, I have that MLB app.
Right.
So I was flipping games. And every other place was louder than Atlanta. I don't get it. I don't understand Atlanta. I have said that Atlanta, to me, is the third worst sports town in America.
Why?
Miami one, and Phoenix two.
Well, and it is, but my sister lives in Atlanta, and I'm from the area, and I guess there were a lot made of them moving to where they are now, and I guess someone had they had made a mistake and said that, well, reason why we're moving where we're moving because we're moving closer to our fan base.
Right, they're wrong, and the reality of it is they built a stadium. I always said, you know, I'll bring up superheroes. I always said I wanted to take Green Lantern's power ring and take Turner Field and give it to Oakland. Let the Oakland A's have Turner Field. Like, if they had Turner Field right now, nobody would be crying about the plumbing issues in Oakland and mm-hmm. what an eyesore yep. the Oakland Coliseum is. Give them Turner Field. Like, that's all you need. And to me, I just find it fascinating when, just to get back, you know, to the original question is,
yeah.
I relish interdivisional games. I love Brewers Cardinals. I love Brewers Cubs. I don't mind Brewers Pirates. And I like those games because you know that that's what divisions are going to come down to. And I think that's just give me reasons to watch. Something baseball struggles with, give me reasons to watch. And the NL Central looks like it's going to be that.
Seth, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week Monday.
You got it. Go Bucks.
That's Seth buddy. Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.